Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, everybody. Mr. Red here. Today is a solemn show because 99 cent stores across California and I assume across the world have been closing down. And they were a wonderful place to get candies, a wonderful place to get tangerines and other fruits and things of that nature. Today on our show, Jimmy will be sampling many things we got from the 99 cent store. And we didn't even know it was going to close down. This was going to be an ongoing segment. And we're so sad that we can't do this again. And I'd like to share a little my favorite story of myself from 99 cent store. Before I used to work out and eat healthy and stuff, I would go to 99 cent store every night and get candies. And one of my favorite candies was a big bag of cotton candy. And I would get this bag of cotton candy every night. And I would drive around listening to the Drive soundtrack, that Real Hero song. And I would eat my cotton candy. Then one night, this was the night that made me reevaluate my eating and stuff. I went to the 99 cent store to get my candy. A large gentleman was on his phone and he had like bug eyes and he was walking. And he walked past me while I was holding my cotton candy and he released gas. He farted. And I had the option of like putting the cotton candy away and just sort of being like, what is this? Why am I getting cotton candy every night? What hole am I trying to fill here? But instead I got the cotton candy anyway, ate it. And that night I reevaluated my life and my eating habits and my health and whatnot. So please enjoy this episode of Mr. Red's Lair Taste Tests with Jimmy. I love you. Take it away, maestro. Did you see Maestro, Blaine?
I did not.
Yeah, okay. I heard all about it.
You heard a lot about it.
Yeah, how Bradley Cooper spent 6 years like learning how to conduct.
He's so famous.
Somebody give Bradley Cooper the Oscar. He clearly wants it really badly.
Yeah, I mean,
he wants it so badly he put a prosthetic on his face and he acted gay.
Did he really?
Like, you know, I mean, no, that's the character. The character
was a
homosexual man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was him. And so Bradley Cooper, I hope you win the Oscar, man. You know, not that he's listening, but hey, man. He really wanted it. He wanted it badly, and I like Bradley Cooper. He's a good guy. Give him the Oscar, people. Come on, who cares? Hey, Jimmy, welcome. Welcome back. Jimmy the Animator is here. Jimmy also does voices for us. He does some performance stuff. Blake is here, podcast engineer Blake. Hello, everybody. And behind the scenes, we got Rudy, you know, doing his thing and stuff. And we are here, gang. We're just going to fuck around a little bit today with food. We're going to fuck around with food, okay? We down?
Yeah,
we were watching a scene from The Whale. I asked Rudy if he had seen The Whale, and he said I saw some of it, but it was too much because the guy cries a lot. You know what I mean? It's a little depressing. So let's do an uplift. The world needs an uplift.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
Jimmy, few things make me happier than seeing people I appreciate eat things. And just that I love that. So that's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds
down.
Good to me.
Okay. So these are the things that we're gonna try. I am going to try this, the Doritos Slim Jim. Or I'll split it with you if you want.
see how far along you get, and then
Okay. Cool. Blake, are you going to try the Doritos Slim Jam?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. And then the last thing that I'm gonna try is I have this egg and I have habanero and I'm gonna try it to see if I die. If I die, it's good content. Okay, that's the last thing we're gonna do. And then Jimmy is also going to try.
Do you remember the spice challenge, like the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, is that like a thing?
Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, was you take like the big like fucking kitchen spoonful of. Ground cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that. Yeah, and then you try to. I've done it before. Yeah. Oh, I did.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Never did it.
I tried it. It's painful. It's like. I bet. And then we have stuffed puffs, big bites, filled marshmallow s'mores. That's pretty good. That, you know, like that would be cool. Okay. And then
like
for beverage, we have Twix iced coffee. I'll give some to Blake, and then you could have the remainder of the can. Okay. And then. We have, this is the climax. Mac and cheese gummies. What? Yeah, this is all stuff that Silent Chris got from 99 Cent Store with you in our hearts. Because we were like, Jimmy's.
This is all from 99 Cent Store.
Yeah. Yes. Are you not going to try this?
No, I'll try it.
You'll try it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm proud of you. And then we have, this is awesome. This is great. Fruity Pebbles candy bar. I mean, come on. Welcome to America, people, right? You know, that's wonderful. I think that's great. And then some gum for afterwards, peppermint gum. Nothing special.
Definitely need
nothing
that
special.
After yeah. all of these.
Wonderful snacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
goodies.
So I say we just begin. So I'm not that hungry because I just had the egg. You had a hot dog just right now.
I did have a hot dog.
Bacon-wrapped hot dog from Los Angeles. I challenge anybody from any other part of the country that our hot dogs are the best. New York can kiss my ass. Chicago can kiss my ass. LA is where it's at. We got the bacon wrap with the onions and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? I stand by that. Fight me. Okay. So which one should... Jimmy, it's up to you. What do you want to try first?
Man, okay. Yeah, I'll try the s'mores first.
The s'mores? Yeah. Okay. Let me open it up for you. And then basically what you can do is... Okay, I'm opening it up. Give me like a detailed like taste...
So we gotta be like food critic.
Food critic. We're mukbanging here. Have you heard of that guy? There's this guy. I think his name is Jimmy Avocado or something. He mukbangs and cries at the same time.
I think I know who you're talking about.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna mukbang and cry at the same time. Blake, would you like one?
Yes.
I'll okay. Try it. I am not gonna try it because
Thank you very
I need
much.
To.
It's pretty hefty.
Here you go. Thank you. It's heavy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's definitely.
Is it?
Got some,
what's the
weight
texture
to it.
Like?
It's pretty crispy, kind of crunchy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The fuck is this outside? Oh, it's like graham crackers.
It's like hard in the center. There's something in it. Is
oh,
it chocolate?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is hard in the center.
Yeah. I think it's chocolate. Yeah. It's got a... What the fuck is in the middle? Real Myth
like
chocolate and graham cracker crunch.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, cool. All right. You guys want to try it?
Sure.
Give it a shot.
All right.
How is it? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Jimmy, can we see the middle of the mushroom of the marshmallow? Wow. What's the chocolate like in the middle?
It's like a really smooth milk chocolate.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Oh, Blake, you enjoying this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would
it's
you
not
like
as crunchy as I thought it would be?
Oh,
it was like soft all the way through.
Are you kind of like it's not country crunchy bullshit?
No, like, I'm pretty happy with it.
You're happy
good.
With it? Okay.
It has like this. I don't know if it's like coconut flavor.
Hmm. Well, let's see like, what's in it.
It doesn't like honestly, and I don't like marshmallows.
Oh, really?
But that was good.
Really? Would you like another?
Maybe later.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give the Stuffed Puffs Big Bites?
I'll give it like... Oh, sorry. I don't know if somebody was going to go first.
Whoever wants to go first. Jimmy's chewing, so if you want to go.
All right, yeah. I'll give it like a solid 8.5.
8.5? Jimmy?
Give it a solid 8.
Solid 8? Mm-hmm. Okay. Solid 8. 8.5
can
and
I
8.
See, can
please,
I see
please,
it?
Go for it. Go for it.
If there's...
Go for it. Okay, now, the next thing that we have is, do you want to try the Fruity Pebbles candy bar?
Yeah,
or do you
sure.
want to? Yeah? Okay.
This was good.
Okay, cool. This is extra large.
I wonder.
And what I'll do is, okay, I'm opening it up. This is Fruity Pebbles, as of course we know, Fred Flintstone is the mascot of that. I'm gonna break off like.
Oh my god, that's thick.
Yeah. Here, Jimmy. Here you go. And then, oh, there you go. I put it in a little container. And then,
right, that's
Blake.
Pretty thick.
Blake, you want it?
Yeah. Cool. That's a solid.
They did not go shy on like the pretty pebbles. Okay, cool.
Now, one thing it's important to note about. No, I'm good. Okay. You guys, there's a tremendous pressure on me to not become Brendan Fraser in The Whale. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if I eat. It's good? You tried it?
No, the back of it looks super.
Yeah,
cool.
Now, that's the interesting thing about this. It's white chocolate and it has Fruity Pebbles in it.
It smells good.
It smells very good. It smells like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
In fact. Oh, it smells really good. Fruity Pebbles has that wonderful fruity smell. Fruity. Nice. Cool. Okay. So you guys, in your own time, take a bite of the Fruity Pebbles. Let me know what you think. Close your eyes. Just take your place and put yourself in that happy place. You know? Okay. Here we go. Feel free to crunch into the microphone. This is mukbang. Mukbang is a big industry. We can make so much money. Okay. How is it?
It tastes like what you'd expect. It's just white chocolate. There's
nothing special about it.
It is a good pairing. I will say that.
Okay.
I definitely would not eat it if it was milk chocolate.
Okay. There's some left. Hey, Rudy, do you want to try some? Yeah, go for it. Here, have the rest of it. Here. Cool. Oh, and then Rudy, do you want to try some of the marshmallows? No. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. So this one, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I'm going to give it a 7 because it's good.
Yeah.
I wish it was a bit thinner. It's too thick for me.
It's too thick? Mm-hmm. You're right. It is a very thick candy bar. Yeah, it's very thick. You said 7, mm-hmm. Jimmy. What about you, Blake?
I'm gonna give it a 5.
5?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it's nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's pretty average, like what you would expect it to be. It is. I don't like white chocolate.
Nor I.
But so it's pretty sweet, but like. Lives up to its standards.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Rudy, what do you think? 6. Yeah. Rudy gave it a 6. Yeah. Okay. Now,
I wouldn't eat the whole thing. I would not eat the whole thing.
No, I agree.
You'd get diabetes if you did. Yeah. But okay. Now the next one, mac and cheese gummies. This is the one that we've all been like super waiting for and stuff. We really want to know what this tastes like. So we will find it out. So I'm going to open it up. Are you nervous about this, Jimmy? Or you're kind of like, yeah? Because the thing is, my thing is this. I told this to Rudy earlier. Oh my God. What the fuck?
That looks scary.
What world do we live in?
That looks like Play-Doh, dude.
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like old mac and cheese that like congealed or something. And you know? Okay.
It's not even like a shell. It's like cheese. It's like I don't even know.
Okay. I'm going to have you guys pick them out because I don't know how much you guys will eat. Here.
I'm going to take one.
Take one?
Yeah.
All right.
God, I'm a little scared. What does it smell?
Why does it smell kind of good?
Oh, yeah? Because I'm telling you, it's just gummies probably. Oh, nothing special. Rudy, you want to try?
It smells sweet.
Yeah, it smells really good.
It smells sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably just gummies orange.
You ever try those like Krabby Patty gummies when you were like younger?
I tried
It smells like that.
It does smell like that. Yeah.
I'm telling you guys.
All right, fuck it.
Try it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's definitely not cheese in that.
Really?
Oh,
it's bullshit, not. Huh? What company is this? Kraft, you fuckers. Right? I knew it would just be like a gummy taste.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't have any balls. No one has balls to do these things that they claim. You know what I mean, Jimmy?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Damn, I'm sort of disappointed, actually.
Yeah. I knew it. That's why I'm always disappointed.
I sort of want another one, actually.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. I opened up this one. I'm just going to break off a piece for me. And you like this one. This is spicy, sweet, chili flavored meat stick. You want to try?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Try a piece.
No. Here, Jimmy. Or break off the whole thing if you want.
All right.
You like it?
This ain't bad.
Really?
You want to try it?
Yeah,
you got a mouthful of gummies too. It'll go good with the. Here, try the rest of it. Yeah, go for it.
I'm not gonna eat the whole thing.
All right, just break off a piece, so.
And then I'll have it.
See, you guys, we work really hard here at Wild 7. Sometimes we just need to sit back and eat things. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Have a snack break.
This is exactly what that is. What this is, a snack break.
Never mind.
Nice. I'll try the rest here. Let's do this. This is grade A content, gang. Mmm. Yummy. What do you think?
I didn't like it all that much.
No?
No.
You're not into sweet with savory kind of thing?
It's not sweet at all. It's just like very savory.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little too salty for me.
Mm. Okay.
It tasted like a regular Slim Jim. I didn't really taste the Dorito flavor.
I'm telling you, all these flavor things are like kind of bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, besides the Fruity Pebble chocolate.
Yeah, because that has like Fruity Pebbles in it. You know what I mean? You guys ever go to those donut shops that have like cereal on the donuts?
Yeah.
And stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That shit is bomb. I love that stuff. Good. Voodoo Donut is a great place. And then DK Donuts in Santa Monica is also great.
California Donuts is pretty good at that too.
Oh, yeah? Where's
they
that
a lot of like good specialty donuts.
Oh, yeah?
It's a chain. They're like everywhere.
Oh, really? You ever have a bacon maple bar?
I have.
I love those things.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah. No, it's like a maple bar, and then they put like bacon on top of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Damn, that's good. Okay. Now, we need a aperitif or a digestif or whatever you call it. So we have the Twix iced coffee. So I'm going to pour some for Blake, and then you can have the can.
Okay, cool.
I love that sound.
Cool. All right. There. Okay.
This is a nice pour you got on camera.
Yeah. All right.
It smells good.
Check that out. It's iced coffee. It's Twix flavored.
It smells like Twix.
Yeah. Like caramel.
There's like an aroma that all candy gives off when you break it in half.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it smells like Twix.
Oh, yeah? Can I just?
Yeah.
Let me just smell. Mm. Yeah, it does smell like Twix.
It smells like a coffee, like an iced coffee that I would like get at like
the regular shop.
Right, right, like at a Starbucks or something.
I don't know if the taste is going to be good.
Huh.
Pretty good?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's like hot chocolate. To me,
yeah, it tastes like, you know, hot chocolate.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. You know, you guys want to hear a fat venture that I did?
What?
One time Hostess came out with Twinkies flavored ice cream. So I bought the ice cream, and then I bought Twinkies, and then I half melted the ice cream and then poured it on the Twinkies. And this was for breakfast. And and I ate this is back when I didn't care. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't like obsessive compulsive about like what I ate and stuff. And I was just I was the happiest guy in the world, man. Before Debbie and the Devil was made, before I made that movie, I was the happiest guy in the world. I just had the simplest life, man. I would just eat shit, watch Japanese things, you know, things from other countries, like watch shows, Star Trek, and just eat shit. And that was it. That was my life. And then my life, I needed more. I wanted more. And so I made Debbie. You know what I mean?
Sure,
I made Debbie and the Devil, which you could watch on Tubi. You can watch the film about the making of it called Hellacious on Tubi. Please watch them. If you enjoyed this mukbang, I know nobody cried, but it's...
What about your egg?
Oh, right. Okay. Let's do this. Let's just jump right into it. But I might get fucked up. Okay.
You got to do like the last dab the way they do it on hot ones. Like just pour a ton of it.
A ton of it?
Onto your egg.
Okay.
I'm not peer pressuring you per se.
No. Fuck it. I'm not a pussy. I'll do it.
Wait,
I'll do it.
Here you go.
Okay. Cool. So this is my egg. I'm putting it in the thing. And this is the habanero. Habanero is known to be the spiciest, right? Like it's...
One of the spiciest.
It's like one step lower than ghost pepper, or is ghost pepper...
No. I wouldn't even know how to quantify it.
Oh, really?
It's like... Two steps above, like, I think, like, serrano or, like, jalapeno.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so here's the hot sauce. Here's my egg. Here's my mouth. All right, okay. Habanero.
Oh shit.
All right, okay.
Oh, my God.
I did not see that coming. All right. And you know what? And
you might die with that.
And, dude, if I die, listen. I have a
I know
list
CPR,
of women.
It's okay.
I have a list of women you have to tell that I love them. Okay, it's in. Ask my mom; she knows where it is.
All right, gotcha.
She doesn't know where it is. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's a list.
We'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. You'll find it. Okay. All right.
You're gonna go like all in.
All in. I'm gonna eat the whole damn thing. All right.
Holy crap.
Okay. Oh. Oh, you're handling that better than I thought you would.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, because I'm a fucking G. This is not that hot.
Really, it's not?
It's a little spicy, yeah, but it's not like...
The flavor is good, huh?
Dude, oh, look, I'm not going to be like overreacting, trying to get content. You know what I mean? Trying to get content, being like... Oh, my God. Like, you know those fucking people that... It is a little spicy, I admit. You know, like...
Aftertaste, probably.
Yeah, but you know those people that... They get their, like, tooth drilled or something.
Mm-hmm. The veneers?
Yeah, no, like, they'll get, like, tooth surgery. And then after the surgery, they're all drugged out. And then they're like, oh, and then they act all dumb. And then they're like, oh, my God, you took my wisdom tooth. Am I not wise or something? I don't want to do that. I could easily be like, oh, my God, acting like some YouTuber freak or something. That's not my style. In fact, no. It was pretty good. April was right. I asked April, who loves spicy food, when she went to Europe, she was shocked that there was no spicy, like, hot sauce available at the things.
Really?
She said
chili oil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They have that. But this is not that big of a deal. This is
nothing. No, it's probably just flavorful.
Yeah, this is bullshit. This whole episode is bullshit. No, I'm just kidding. We just want to fuck around. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming down and having the food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was cool. It's just, I thought I would really freak out and die.
No, I thought so too. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah. That's good to hear, Jimmy. All right, cool.
I think the most disappointed I am are with the gummies. Mm-hmm. And the Slim Jim. I thought it was going to be more like cheesy with like the Dorito. flavor. And
it tastes like a little bit of Dorito dust on it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. So, you know what? To sum up everything, Blake, could you go to the sexy saxophone music?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Of course.
To the sexy saxophone music to talk about what we learned. Because make no doubt about it, the four men in this room are sexy men. We are sexy men and we were eating food. Sorry, I'm getting all sniffly because of the habanero. What did we learn? We learned that when Jimmy eats food, he's a sexy man. When Blake eats food, he's a sexy man. Rudy is a sexy man. I'm a sexy man. And I'm full of habanero right now. The reason I'm hot. Yeah. You know, guys, did you hear about Barbie not getting nominated? All the chicks are mad. Yeah, whatever, man. You know? Sexism. What the fuck? You know, I was telling April, you know, the patriarchy won. You know?
Doesn't it always win, though?
Huh?
Never mind.
It does, Blake. And unfortunately, we are beneficiaries of that.
Because we're sexy men.
Because we're sexy men. I'm full of habanero. It's not even funny. I'm hot. My mouth is hot. I need water, actually. Hold on.
Can I get some of that gum?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Can I have a piece, too?
Of course. Gum for everyone. Sorry. My hands are full of habanero. Here you go. Pass it around. Gum for everyone. I could use some gum. This is, you know,
nice.
This was nice. We were just hanging, Jimmy. We just wanted to hang with you. You know, just hang with you. You know, we got this sexy saxophone music playing. The reason I have it even queued up was because we just did the Valentine's Day special where we took a woman out on a date. You know, like Blake and I at the same time.
I mean, well, I was the security.
He was my security. But you know what? They called three guys on it with a gal on a date. That's a Tehran date, what they call it in Iran. That means like you, me, and my pals. Hang out, go, you know what I mean? You know, I need some gum. Well, this was good. It was a wonderful day of recording shows and stuff.
What was your favorite?
Oh, valid question. Damn, that's tough. I think out of everything, probably the marshmallow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just because it was the easiest to get down.
That's hot.
I think mine was the coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I say that's hot because my mouth is hot. And I'm associating and stuff. And also, you guys, we're part of Wild 7. There's a tremendous pressure for us to be the sexy men that we are. You know, we're sexy men. This was the first group meeting of the sexy men. You know, the sexy men. You guys want to put out any... Oh, you're off the market.
Off the market, yes.
Would you like to put out some vibes to babes?
I'm off the market.
You're off the market?
By choice.
Oh, so you're like me. You're like incels? We're vol cells. Voluntary celibates. I heard this somewhere. You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Yeah.
Making sense.
I don't need distractions. But you know what, guys? This has been a wonderful day. We're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
And stuff. I wiped my nose with my habanero hand.
You know, for you.
And now my nose is burning. The tip of my nose is burning. I'm dying. It's
never
happening.
Wiped
I'm
your dying. Eye.
Dude, if I died. Oh, yeah. Thank God I didn't wipe my eye. If I died, you'd be kind of bummed, right?
Yeah, I'd be bummed.
What type of question is
that's
that?
Cool. That's cool.
I feel like all of us in this room would sort of be bummed.
Really? That's nice.
I'm just speaking for everybody.
No, if any of you guys died, I would be fucked up. I'd be like, fuck. God damn it, I hate it when this happens. All right, guys, that was fun. We just did a little mukbang here. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming down. We'll do more taste tests in the future and stuff and talk about more serious things. And yeah, you know, we were watching a scene from The Whale earlier and we were all laughing.
Yeah.
So it was a great movie. Great movie. Thank you, Rudy, for running the video and stuff. This is a disappointment right here. I mean, I don't mean to blow up the... It's a good hot sauce, but it didn't. I'm disappointed in the sense that I didn't die. You know what I mean? So, gang, out there.
I mean, you're sniffly.
Right. I am sniffly for sure. And, yeah. So, gang, check out our content, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. Go to Tubi and watch Debbie and the Devil. Watch Hellacious, the making of documentary. Jimmy did some animation work on that. Yeah, and keep in touch. Write to us. Show us some love on social media. Watch our movies. Watch our content. Watch Amigas on Tubi, directed by the very talented, amazing April Mendoza. Stay tuned for Skrilla, which is TBA, to be announced soon.
Yeah, you said TBA.
TBA. Fuck. The sniffles are getting me. You guys, I'm going to have a good weekend. We're going to have a good time and stuff like that. Yeah. But guys, this is all I wanted to do. You know what I mean?
Huh?
At the beginning of the day, we were goofing and having fun. Then Chad came. We had a thoughtful conversation about Godzilla. Then I wanted to kick it down to a chill zone, to a chill area, and just enjoy some mac cheese snacks and some marshmallow.
I'm honestly like really disappointed in that. I honestly thought there was going to be cheese in that.
Yeah. It's bullshit. Dude, something that happened in Arizona, we ordered a pizza and they put honey on their pizza. Have you ever heard of this?
It's sort of common.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What type of pizza did you get?
I didn't have it. Kerrigan, who was in Europe,
Yeah.
She got a pepperoni pizza and she was putting honey on it.
Yeah,
like,
they'd
do that here?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.